Hello, my friend, and welcome back. Today, we are continuing with gratitude for the mind. And one might argue that a part of the mind we're going to focus on today is the real mind or the big mind. And that's because we're going to be focusing on awareness itself that knows what is happening, but it is not of what is happening. The awareness that can see thoughts, but is not in thoughts. The awareness that knows desire is here without being caught in desire. So this much bigger, spacious quality of mind that we're going to tune into. So let's get started. Find a comfortable posture. Invite the eyes to close when you're ready. Settling in your own way. Maybe it's taking a nice deep breath as we've been doing. Maybe you know the parts of the body that you'd like to invite to soften and settle in. Allowing a natural, organic quality of gratitude to arise in this moment. Acknowledging that sometimes we don't want to feel grateful. And that's okay. And so what is it like to even bring gratitude toward not wanting to feel gratitude? And gratitude for the part of our mind that is just like, I'm over it, or I just want to chill. I don't want to do anything. That's an important part of the mind too. And so we can take a step back and hold all of it in awareness. We don't need to get tight and constricted and force gratitude to come in. It can be very soft, very gentle. In this soft, gentle, spacious place of mind, start to notice anything that you can be aware of. It could be the thoughts moving through your mind. It could be the sounds, experiences in the body. A mind that's just all over the place right now. Awareness of just being sick of hearing my voice day after day, whatever it is. And take a step back from the things that you're aware of and try and rest in awareness itself so that you're more identifying with the part of you that just knows what is happening, but is not of the content of what is happening. Meaning the part of you that knows you're thinking without even having to think about the thinking. This awareness, which maybe we'll just call consciousness right now, knows everything that is happening. It's the first stop for perception and then evaluation. And then whether that will lead to experiences of joy or uncertainty or doubt or pain. But without awareness, there's no knowing. There's no being. There's no connecting to what is here. So maybe relish in just this simple most basic fundamental capacity to know with a capital K, to know what is here right now. Even if it's discomfort, even if you hate it, you're able to feel that, to know that you're feeling that. This is awareness. It holds all of your experience. In the same way that the universe holds all experiences, the planets, the stars, the galaxies, it's the backdrop. That's the awareness of your mind. The backdrop to your inner workings. In any way that you'd like to bring appreciation, gratitude to that experience, you can, even if it's just a kind acknowledgement of like, wow, thank you. And as you move throughout your day today, you'll notice a lot of different experiences, joys, pains, pleasures, thoughts, uncertainties, doubts, rumination. And don't forget to give credit to the awareness that knows all of that's happening. To be able to experience it, it's at the heart of what it means to be alive and what it means to be a human being. So at this point, you're welcome to open the eyes, or you can keep them closed and continue at your own pace. But for now, this will conclude our meditation today. I will see you tomorrow. And until then, take care.